This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good for the day. Let's put a lid on it. You want
to? Wrap it up now.
Kevin's got a mouthful of food, so he can't possibly.
I'm good.
That's right. Bad timing on my question. At the beginning of the show, I thought maybe he'd be safe, but I guess not. Todd, how about you? You want to put a lid on it?
Well, given that you usually end up talking so much in that first segment, Kevin and I have plenty of time for breakfast.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Why would we put a wrap on it? Are we just getting going?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, if Joe Biden,
you don't know
do
what's going to happen between now and, you know.
The esteemed media, the watchdogs.
I see where you're going.
Of this country. You know, they don't care that Joe puts a lid on it. I'd say put a fork in it. I'd put a lid on it for Joe Biden myself. Enough already. How are you, friends? Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Couple things on my mind. Mask mandates. City of Fargo doing this. Minot doing this. West Fargo contemplating this. My favorite out of that group. Fargo says, okay, I know we've said no to this over and over and over again. Now we're going to say no. And by the way, state, you should do the same thing. So I'd like to know what our listeners think about Fargo's suggestion that there be a statewide mask mandate. What do you think of that? 800-228-0550. You can tell us there. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Just kind of curious. Little survey today on the program. Let me say this, by the way, about masks before I move on to some other things that are happening today, before we get to your comments. There are people who firmly believe that masks help protect others. Okay? And, of course, many listeners remind me to repeat this, but the argument many make about masks is that you're not wearing it to protect yourself, you're wearing it to protect somebody else. Give them to. It's America. You can think anything you want about masks, and I would suggest, you know, maybe people within your circle, you find the right place to talk about it. You know, people very often don't like talking about abortion. And I guess I get it. If I was a slave owner and there was slavery, I wouldn't exactly want to have an over-the-fence conversation about slavery, right? A little uncomfortable, right? And so is the taking of a life of an unborn child. That's a little uncomfortable. So people avoid the topic, right? Like, oh, don't bring that up. Don't have that conversation. I don't want to. Oh, don't talk about that. And I think if you can't advocate on behalf of an innocent child, if you can't advocate on behalf of standing up against the legalized murder of an unborn child, what good are you? Right? You go back and look at the heroes of slavery, yep. Whether it be Lincoln or, you know, Wilberforce in England, whatever, there were heroes that stood up to this. Bonhoeffer and against Hitler and World War II, they stood up against it. Okay, now, what the heck does that have to do with masks, Scott? Hear me out. You won't have a conversation about that with friends, family, coworkers, etc., but you will about a mask. And very often, It's in a wag your finger kind of way. You should wear a mask. Why aren't you wearing a mask? Don't you take this seriously? My suggestion to the fine listeners of this program is that if you wear a mask, you believe a mask helps the situation, do it. But don't preach. Don't preach. Don't talk about it, especially if you're not willing to talk about things that should be talked about. And if you do not believe masks are a big deal, I'd say the same thing to you. Don't run up to somebody wearing a mask and say, oh, that's stupid, that's dumb, why are you wearing a mask? It doesn't do any good anyway. Just be comfortable in your opinion. And it is what it is. I can cite you all kinds of surveys. Never before have we said, wear a mask and this will get better. We don't do it for flus, didn't kill, you know, look what, just tally up how many people we've lost to the flu. Do we wear a mask? Oh, we have a vaccine for masks. That's for flu, Scott. That's why. Yeah, I realize that.
Yeah, the doctor ever say, hey, you've got the flu. Wear this mask. I don't think so. Ever.
People still die despite the fact we have a vaccine. So why wouldn't you want that precaution? My point is this. I think mask mandates are guaranteed disgruntlement. That's what they are. It's guaranteed civil unrest. Don't tell me what to do. Why you tell me what to do? Why you think a mask works, it doesn't. And then you have people like the fellow I met yesterday in a wheelchair, refused in at Menards, told he can't go there. The guy can't lift his hands off of the wheelchair arms. He couldn't put on a mask if you offered him $1 million. He can't physically do it. And it's quite obvious when you're looking at him, yet some yahoo was told at Menards, nope, you're not getting in because you can't put a mask on. That is stupid. That is counterproductive. That's ridiculous. So if we're going to go down the mask mandate route, Fargo says, state, you will have it. And let's have some common sense about this, would be my take. 2 weeks from today, hopefully, we'll know who the next president of the United States will be. Who do you think it's going to be? How do you feel right now about things? I have a piece that I can't even begin to tell you. I've also tuned out a lot because I've heard it all. I'm so furious about the fact that this media ignores that Joe Biden is hiding, ignores that he goes nowhere, takes no questions, gets by with it. It is so obvious that Donald Trump is not only defeating Joe Biden, he also has to defeat the media. And that's just flat corrupt. It's wrong. So it's not going to change in the next 2 weeks. So I'm just going to let that roll off my back. Just let it roll right off my back. That's what I'm going to do. Not even paying any attention to it, but I feel really good about it. I do. But I want to know how you feel. You let me know. We have a chat today with Rudy Giuliani to talk about the, as the president called it yesterday, laptop from hell. Did you hear that?
I did.
We got to find that clip. Yeah, the laptop from hell. Ooh. What's going to come of that? Welcome your questions for him. Get those in advance. And also, the Lignite Energy Council is bringing you today's program. We were planning to broadcast live from their fall meeting of the Lignite Energy Council. And, of course, with COVID and everything else, it's not happening. So we're doing it right here on the radio with our friends at the Lignite Energy Council. Lignite.com. Also on Twitter at Lignite Council. At Lignite Council, Jason Bohr will be here, Steve Van Dyke will be here, and Mike Holmes will be here to talk an update on Lignite, too. So, a lot going on in the program we call What's on Your Mind. Let's get to your phone calls. I'm going to go first to Glenn Ullin, North Dakota, and Jay. Go ahead, Jay, you're on What's on Your Mind.
I tend to agree with you with the mask mandate thing. It's something like a way of marginalizing us.
Marginalizing us. And
yeah,
that's not a word
like
I use.
Obama, anybody and anything could come into the country, and now that Donald Trump's president, we got to cover our faces and we got to, you know, marginalize each other from each other, marginalize people from each other.
Showing their power, basically? Hey, you must do this? Put this
yeah,
on?
Yeah, something like that. The virus particle's too small. I'm expecting to get some sort of virus this long-coming Russian winter that we're going to have. It'll be either the flu or that virus. It's just, you don't get it from people breathing on you. You're going to pick it up from something you touch. And then you're going to bring your hands or fingers to your face. Or what about, you know, it covers your mouth and nose, but what about your eyes?
Yeah, I haven't heard about that for a while. How long it lives on
you? The eyes are a pretty good portal for that to come into your system.
How long it lives on surfaces? I haven't heard that one for a while. It was a lot less than I originally thought. But Jay, appreciate your comment. Neil in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yes, I wanted to mention about how Hunter Biden was supposed to be so smart that he's on board of directors of the oil company.
Right.
He couldn't remember to pay an $80 bill at a computer repair store.
Yeah. So that's a good point. It calls into question how smart he is, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Vice President Biden signed the 94th train bill, but did Hunter Biden ever go to jail for good?
Hang on 1 second. I want to hear you again, Neil.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim from NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I love America. And so do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to NDFlagpoleGuy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You
singing now?
That would be Journey and Steve Perry.
Steve Perry, okay.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who the member of Journey is that's married to Pastor Paula White. It's President Trump's pastor.
Oh, it's
King.
You know who we're talking about, Todd?
Yeah.
Jonathan Kane.
Yes, Jonathan Kane. Yes.
Jonathan Kane. There you go. See, he's a guitarist. What is he?
I think he's a keyboard player.
Is he?
Yep.
I see. All right. Anyway, that's a little Journey for you today on the program. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here, brought to you today by MyPillow and our friend Mike Lindell, who is like literally, you know, his knuckles are down to the bloody nub because he is going everywhere and anywhere the Trump campaign wants him. And he is, if you ever see him at the rallies, it's hilarious because people line up for ever before the president gets there to get a picture with Mike Lindell, and he's very nice to everybody. He's fantastic. So he's one of us, and he's the founder of MyPillow. And whether it's MyPillows or pillowcases or bed sheets or mattress toppers or towels or the roll-and-go-anywhere pillow or the dog beds, which Todd's dogs will tell you meet the standard.
Oh,
cut the mustard. They're fantastic. Body pillows. Mike's book, by the way, is something I've encouraged people to get. You buy the new memoir, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. You get free shipping on that right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. You'll find all our great deals. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, Neil is gone. I wasn't entirely understanding what Neil was telling us, so I wanted to give him another chance to do that. But let's see who's next here. Beverly, where are you calling from, Beverly?
From Beach.
From Beach, North Dakota. I'd like to be in Beach right now because it's snowing in Fargo, so I'm sure it's warm and sunny and the beach is warm, right? So the sandy beach?
Well, not really.
Uh-huh. No, not that kind
That's
of beach.
That's right, Scott, but yeah.
All right.
Beach
well,
in name
I agree
only.
With the, that we shouldn't have to wear masks because it compromises our immune system and the virus can come through the eyes also. And I prefer not to wear a mask, and I don't want to be told that I have to wear a mask. We just came back from Deadwood, South Dakota, celebrating my daughter's and son-in-law's 40th wedding anniversary, and a lot of the people there were not wearing masks. So I feel that I'm in God's hands, and whatever he has in store for me, I guess that's what will happen. And I pray every day that President Trump will be reelected. He's done great things for our country. And thank you for your show. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Beverly. Nice to hear from Beach, North Dakota today, and nice comments. Beverly does not want to be told what to do by Fargo. Fargo calling on the state for a mask mandate. The rule I'm going to impose today on the show is if you don't call, I'm going to assume you are okay with Fargo bullying the state and saying that there should be a mask mandate. I'll just go ahead and say that. And again, I have no problem with masks. None. Right? It's funny that I don't know what this is, but the younger you are, the more you just sort of go along. Like, I had a conversation with our one of our daughters yesterday, or this weekend, I forget which, but it was basically like, well you know, you just wear them. Like, well, so, I mean, do you, like, find out why you wear one? Well, the school says you have to. Okay, I understand school has to, so you're there. But I'm talking about outside of school. But, you know, I mean, it's just like, here's the biggest worry I have, honestly. Masks, wear them. If you think they're helpful, wear them. That's totally up to you, and it should be up to you. And I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to in any way suggest
so you're
you
in the
not.
My body, my choice crowd, then.
Well, don't even start. So, I just want it to be common sense. If you want to wear one, you wear one. If you don't, you don't. And nobody is, you know, the self-proclaimed expert. Kind of the, you know, the sister we all have, right? Oh, you should be doing that. Yeah, you should be doing that. You should be doing that. You know, post on Facebook everything that you're supposed to be doing and, you know, pontificating. No. Let's not be that kind of people. Let's be people that love each other, love our neighbors, as we're called to do. And if they wear a mask, great. And if they don't, they don't. If I want to, I will. Control things in your own little world. That's how it should be. Not running around things somebody else should. Because the bigger worry here is that somebody tells you to do something and you do it. Why? Just because somebody told you to do something. That is a scary America, I'll tell you. Bob in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. I'm from Minot, and we got on the coronavirus, and she said the worst thing that's happening for these kids in school is actually wearing the mask, because it, like somebody else mentioned, it's on door handles and things like that, and then they're wearing these masks and readjusting them 50,000 times a day, and that's how it's getting spread. Now, if you have the virus, then the mask will probably be beneficial, but you probably shouldn't be in school or at work anyway, because if you're coughing and sneezing, and you can put Minot right in there with Fargo, too. With they voted, I guess, last night for mandates on masks, and so I guess we'll be boycotting Minot as much as we possibly can for anything, because and these younger generations, Scott, what it is they just want to go along with the group, I think, is the big thing. They've never had independence or had to make decisions on their own, and that's the start of all of this.
Well, I don't know, but we have a grown son who's 24 now, 25, I guess. Is he 25 yet? I do the math. Born July 24th, 1996. You do the math, Kevin. Get back to me. We've got a daughter in college, a son in the workplace, and a daughter who's wrapping up high school. And I think it's almost like a be nice kind of thing, right? It's like, well, no, I'm going to do that because I just want to be nice. And look, you want your kids to be nice, but for one, they never had a problem with independence when I said, you know, clean your room, right? I'll clean my room when I get to cleaning my room. Oh, but I'm going to wear a mask, by golly, because Menards told me to. What in the world have we become?
Well, I have one more thing, and I think it is with kids. I have two older sons, too, and they have kids, and I think they're getting raised right. Two of them were at Rapid City this summer at the Wax Museum, and I got a picture of the two granddaughters thumbs up standing with Trump, and two grandsons that ride their bikes and sing God Bless America and say Trump's the best president ever. So there is hope.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. I tell you, South Dakota's got something going on right now. They really do, and you certainly see Kristi Noem recognizing that, leading it, you know, the television ads, the message they've got, it's a good one. I'd like to see us come up with one similar to that. I've heard that there was a reduction in the amount of dollars for the messaging on tourism and whatnot in North Dakota, and I realize times are tight, but we're sort of... And Kristi Noem herself told me that's about, you know, taking on Minnesota. But don't you kind of want to get in that game a little bit? I'd love to see us do it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Brian and Lincoln, John and Minot, and Randy after this.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. That's more than any country in the world. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With exactly 2 weeks until the election, President Trump spending his Monday campaigning in the Grand Canyon state.
This is an election that's a choice between a Trump recovery at the highest end or a Biden depression. It's all a choice between getting a safe vaccine or really a lockdown. And it's a choice between the American dream or a totally socialist nightmare.
President Trump campaigning in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden off the campaign trail until the debate Thursday night. More news always online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Judge Jeanine back with us tomorrow on the program talking about the Amy Coney Barrett vote. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch has a new book called A Republic Under Assault, The New Tyranny. How critical theory led to cancel culture, censorship, and Antifa's final event. I think there's two different events. Is there some at the Bismarck Events Center? Anyway, coming up on the program, Rudy Giuliani. He'll be here in about an hour.
Oh, just Rudy Giuliani.
Consular to the president.
Awesome.
And someone that is all over this Hunter Biden laptop story to get us the facts on that, so stay tuned for that. Back to the phones in a moment on the mask mandate, on what your gut's telling you 2 weeks till Election Day, and much more of it first. CJ's on the phone from Dak Diesel. We had to just call you up today and say, hey, get from underneath that rig and tell us how you're doing. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just busy. It just never ends. I actually need to call one of my customers up in Hazen. I was going to run up there today, even though I don't really have time, but it's still one of those things that I've got to take care of him, but with the snow, it kind of threw me off, so I need to call him, but it's a lot of cat work lately, you know, a lot of Caterpillar engines rebuilt. We rolled one out last week. We got another one that we're about ready to roll out. We have another one that's sitting in there, and it's just one after another, still getting the pickup truck in and out. We're kind of catching up, but at the same time, it seems like when we see the end of, you know, when we see the end of the tunnel, it seems like it just keeps getting busier. So it just never ends here. I'm sure that's kind of how it is with you, Scott.
No, I hear you, but we just want to get a little bit of an update. We know you're busy. We know you're doing it. Is there anything you can't fix? This is why you're so busy. It's all your fault. So you got this world-class team, and anything diesel, you've got it fixed, right?
Well, pretty much. It's one of those things, you know, we always get these ones that, you know, kind of throws for a loop a little bit. We did have a 6.4 power stroke in here that we just went and threw, put a turbo on it. Couldn't figure out what was going on because everything seemed to be working, you know, as far as on the scan tool, all the tests we can do, everything seemed to be working. But the only thing was is we had too much boost pressure, so too much turbo pressure. And we ended up pulling the turbo off, and it was actually the turbo. So we did get it diagnosed correctly, but it wasn't an easy thing. You know, we probably spent 3-4 hours just trying to diagnose, figure out what was going on there. So, but no, we tried to. You know, that pickup truck there was at, I think, three other places before it came to us. And the guy's like, I'm at my wit's end. I don't want to get rid of the truck, but something needs to be done here. So we're luckily able to get it done for him. So
of course you did. Of course you did. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, they do it all. Give them a call at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Tell Mr. Hazen, you know, once the snow stops, he'll do that house call. And we'll talk again soon, CJ.
Sounds good. That'll work.
Take care. You bet. CJ, Dak Diesel on the program today. Okay, let's see. Back to the phones. Brian and Lincoln, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, wow. CJ should have called me because I'm in New Salem right now. I'm on my way up to Hazen here in about a couple hours. I could have taken some.
You guys could have collaborated. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Well, us listeners, we got to hang together. Anyway, I listen to you every day. I've talked to you before. My driver out. I don't always have a chance to call in, depending on where I am, because I don't call when I'm driving, of course. But I got two comments to make that I tried to call in last week for, but it was toward the end of the program, and I didn't get through it in time. One of them is this. You have a lot more pull than I do, but I'd like to know where these polls are taking place. First off, if a poll is happening at a university today, I'm not there. I'm working. Most of us conservatives are working. If a poll is taking place at a mall in the middle of the day, we're working. We ain't got time to take the poll. If the phone call's coming in, you know, we're outside, you know, building windows on the house. You know, we don't have time for a half hour poll. And I believe that's a big part of where these polls come from, is that they're taking place specifically with demographics that are at schools, are at the mall, are not working, have time to stand around and take a poll. That's the first comment I wanted to make, you know, you could check into that a little bit. The second comment I want to make is that you could ask the governor, and I'd like some answers on this one from our governor, from Mr. Trump, from everybody up and down the line. I can't even find it on Google anymore, and I've actually looked an hour the other night, is I want comparisons, and I don't want comparisons from how many people have died from the coronavirus or how many people have died from the flu in the previous year, things like that, because I honestly, my personal opinion is the coronavirus has been around longer than January. I believe it's been around at least since last fall. But what we're not getting is comparisons. We're not getting that from anybody. How many people have died in the state of North Dakota versus last year in the state of North Dakota, period, overall, accidents, everything. Total
yeah, I have death. That number. I have that number, not in front of me, but I've read it before. It's sitting on my desk, actually, so I could go get it for the next segment. But it is, here's the bottom line on the number of deaths. There are not a spike in the historical death numbers from North Dakota way back, 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, and through, I think it was September, or August for sure of 2020, to those previous years this year. So basically, right. And I asked the White House official, I said, here's a number we have in North Dakota. What is the national number? And he said, same thing. We saw a little spike in April. Otherwise, statistically, the same amount of deaths, which leads you to believe what, Brian?
Well, I'll tell you what. I did do some research on New York and California and a couple other states. The flu versus the coronavirus, and it looked very similar. And yeah, there was a spike in March, April. It is a bad virus. I'm not going to deny that. It's not an easy virus, and it may have been released by China, and maybe it was accidentally released. Maybe it was released on purpose. Maybe it just was a natural virus. Who knows? But that's my point of view too, and I really appreciate you supporting that point of view. Because I really think, and I'm the one that told you a couple months ago, we're going to look back on this and we're going to say, boy, were we duped. We were fools to believe what we were told, and everybody just listened to it. And
there is an apparatus of the swamp. There is an apparatus of the public health world nationwide that is using this as a blunt force instrument politically, which is ridiculous, which is sad. You know, it's conduct unbecoming these people. But I agree with you. I think at some point that truth shakes out and we have a better idea. I hope this isn't too heartless to say, but I believe in the end, when you talk about, Brian, that we'll look back, I think one of the things we'll find out is that people died, you know, with coronavirus that were probably going to die from corona, from something. All right, they died from coronavirus, but they're probably going to die. So the statistics are the same. The people, you know, in other words, there isn't this new bug that all of a sudden spikes the death, and every other death is still there because, you know, if you are vulnerable, if you have a health condition anyway, if you are compromised, if you're in a nursing home, those are the people that. And I don't say that to be heartless, to say, well, the same people died that we're going to die, but that's largely how you can explain the fact that the numbers have not spiked. You know, when you have the number of people that have died from this, you know, matching and the total. Does that make sense, what I'm saying, Brian?
Yeah, yes, it does. And you know what? Thank you for taking my call. I do have to get back to work. I'm a working man. But you guys have a great show. You keep up what you're doing and keep holding the flag. Appreciate it.
All right, Brian. Thank you very much. I'm glad it made sense to him because it didn't even make sense to me. But you know what I'm saying? But do you guys get what I'm getting at?
Buy it a nickel.
if there is a, you know, again, nationally and statewide,
yep,
the same amount of historical deaths after this pandemic that is the worst of the worst and, you know, couldn't be any then you have to say, well, it looks to me like, and I don't want to even get into the debate over how are the deaths categorized, right? Okay, somebody had really bad respiratory issues. They came in, they said, oh, yep, they had coronavirus. Well, unfortunately, they had a tough draw in 2020 anyway because of where they were at. That's the only way I could explain the numbers being the same. The number of people died are the number of people that were going to die in 2020, and the coronavirus became the thing we could blame. How else do you explain it? You tell me. Jim in Becker County, Minnesota. That's out there at Lakes Country. What's on your mind today?
Oh, not a whole lot, Scott, but I loved your Paul Harvey thing this morning. I kind of remember when he did that. He also, I think he did that on a Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong there. But he also had a one time about Russia when they were going toward freedom, and the end statement he made. Wouldn't it be ironic, he said, if we met each other going in opposite directions? And I've remembered that ever since. So he had some very good points, and I love you doing that.
When Paul Harvey died, they broke the mold. It's just there's no other description. And that was actually on the morning show with Steve Hallstrom and Kevin and Alex. And we'll try and play it for the statewide audience at some point. Different show. Won't have time today. But, Jim, thanks for that. Appreciate it very much. Sherry in Hannaford, can we get you in here? Let's do it quickly. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi. I'm up in Hannaford working. I'd like to chime in on the mask mandate. I would feel a lot better wearing a mask if it wasn't for Nancy Pelosi getting caught getting her hair blown out without one. Dr. Fauci sitting at a ball game without his mask on. Yet he has to tell us that we need it. Anderson Cooper and Joe Biden not talking during the debate with their masks off right next to each other, and the Cuomo brothers.
So it's the hypocrisy that bugs you, that they're wagging their finger at you but not doing it themselves.
Well, yeah, I'd like to kind of know what they know that they don't think they need to wear masks, but we need to.
Good point, Sherry. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two K-Chill Liquid Shots for $10. Or 3 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA. Great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you. Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans available now with zero premium. Plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements at no extra cost. And free Silver Sneaker gym memberships. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. Call today for a free no-obligation review. Call 877-792-0958. 877-792-0958. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Todd, have the drum.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. University of Mary has some exciting times these days. They have opened their new state-of-the-art facility for their School of Engineering, filling the region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. The university's engineering faculty is world-class. Now they have a beautiful space to practice their craft in, teaching students. It will go out and serve the communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. Their cutting-edge curriculum, classrooms, designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting theory learned in class with the real task students will encounter in their future careers. The University of Mary never stops innovating ways to serve their students and our community. Proud to get their engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering.
Well, in the COVID mode that we find ourselves in these days, we are not at the Bismarck Event Center for the fall meeting of the Lignite Energy Council. We are virtual. And that includes a virtual chat with Steve Van Dyke, Vice President of Communication for the Lignite Energy Council. Steve, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I've been listening to your show, so this is a kind of a steep turn in the curve in the road compared to what you've been talking about. And today, on What's on Your Mind, we've got not only myself, but also Jason Bohr and Mike Holmes, and we're going to do a history, present, and future about the lignite industry. And I'm the guy who gets the history, so I'm ready to go when you are.
All right, that's awesome. And you know, twists and turns are part of what's on your mind. It's what we do. It's no different what we'd be doing if we were at the Bismarck Event Center for the Lignite Energy Council today. Rudy Giuliani going to join us a little later on, besides Jason, Mike, and Steve now as well. Why do we have a lignite industry in North Dakota, Steve?
I'm originally, excuse me, sorry about that. I've had a little something in my throat since I went out and cleaned the driveway this morning. So Excuse me. Yeah. I'm originally from Montana, and so I'm, you know, very familiar with Montana power. And in Montana, they had dams were the early generation sources because of the Missouri River, and there's a number of dams that Montana Power built. In fact, the Great Falls, that's very well known because of Lewis and Clark, now has the Ryan Dam there and supplies electricity. So why do we have lignite in North Dakota? And it's simply because it was plentiful. There was lots of lignite. There still is today. So if you go to the east, Otter Tail Power in Fergus Falls, they have a dam right in Fergus Falls that still supplies electricity. But in North Dakota, we looked for lignite to be that source of affordable and reliable electricity. And, you know, there were a number of coal-based power plants in towns. There was one along the railroad in Bismarck, and then Velva and Watford City, Williston, Allendale, just to name a few. And when those old plants were retired, newer and bigger plants were built in the state to take their place. So that's really why we have a lignite industry in North Dakota, is to generate electricity. Almost all of the coal is used to generate electricity today. You can say in the, you know, teens and 20s and 30s, there was quite a bit of coal that was also used to heat with homes, but now that's generally done with natural gas or electricity.
And the Garrison Dam was, I guess, at one time on the drawing board to do something similar to your Montana example. What about that?
Well, the Garrison Dam was built and finished, started in the 1940s and completed in 1953. But being a federal dam, it was decided that the electricity from it, and there's almost 600 megawatts, so it's a huge powerhouse in our region. But the electricity is sold either to the rural electric cooperatives or to the municipals. So companies like Montana Dakota Utilities or Otter Tail that are investor-owned utilities still relied upon lignite. And then it didn't take very long before the farmers and others using this power from the dam, that there just simply was not going to be enough power to meet the demand. And then in the 1960s, Basin Electric started, and their first power plant was the Leland Old Station, and it was to supplement the electricity from the dam. And so there was Leland Old Station 1 and Station 2, Minn Kota Power Cooperative that serves in the eastern part of the state, built young one and then young two, you know, to meet the demand. So that's kind of the reason why, even with the dam, it simply wasn't supplying the generation that was needed for the growth in North Dakota.
I love the legacy of the lignite industry. Steve Van Dyke, thank you very much. Jason Bohr coming up is back from Collins & Kronk. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kronk different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kronk at 701-235-0119.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.